Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Welcome in, everybody, to a football 24/7 edition here on Jacob Sports with John McMullen and Xander Krause. I'm your host. Make sure you give us a follow on X. John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town, live from the NovaCare complex right now in the parking lot. Johnny Mac, make sure you guys follow him at JF McMullen and follow me at Real Xander. Johnny Mac, how is it down there at the NovaCare complex, man? Another long day of work as we prep for this NFC title game.
Yeah, final day of practice. Not a very long practice. They moved it back to the NovaCare complex inside the bubble. But the good news is Dallas Goedert, Cam Jurgens back at practice. So it looks like they're going to try to play. Cam Jurgens was listed as questionable on the injury report and did not talk to us. Did find out he did get injured in the game. Had to go to rehab. Had to get some treatment.
That's interesting, John. At the game and he had to get some rehab?
Well, no. After practice today, right, he left to get some treatment.
So, okay.
But I did find out that he did get injured in the game. So we were talking about that this morning.
Gotcha.
It was not clear where he got injured, but he did get injured in the game. So it wasn't a weight room thing or anything like that.
Wasn't shoveling snow.
It wasn't shoveling. Yeah, it was. So he did tweak it in the game. And we'll see. I'm still, I think questionable really means questionable at this point, obviously, because he didn't do much today, but he did get out there. You could see he was stretching the knee pretty, the back pretty, he was very focused to make sure he was getting loosened up properly. So we'll see. I think that's one where it is fluid. But obviously for the NFC Championship game, it's all hands on deck. And from that perspective, Dallas Goedert's going to play. He did talk. He confirmed that. So there's no issue there. And then Jalen Hurts, obviously. And also throw Quinyon Mitchell into that because he was hurt his shoulder last week.
Right.
From Jalen's perspective, I mean, he said after the Rams game he was going to play, so there was no doubt he was going to play. He did confirm today that he's going to be wearing a brace, so he did at least go that far.
Right.
And that'll be, as we've talked about, that'll be a game-time decision, and not a game-time decision, but sort of a game-time feel of how much he can do. And the more, the better. But if you take that plus one in the running game, I think it does enable Washington to focus more on Saquon Barkley than they typically would, similar to the second half in the game in Landover that the Commanders did win.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. So what's your feeling? Is your feeling on Cam that He will play, or I guess we don't know. I know he was listed today on the injury report as questionable. Yesterday, you kind of said you felt like it was a 50-50. Has that shifted at all toward the favor of playing, obviously, with him getting back out there today?
Well, I can't emphasize that they might have practiced 45 minutes, so they didn't do much at all today.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if that has much to do with it, other than it's good to get him back on the field at least.
Right.
But it certainly wasn't a hard testing practice. And I do think this one is fluid. If you talk to the other offensive linemen, some other team sources, they seem to indicate he's going to give it a try, or they feel he's going to give it a try. But I do think this one is really a fluid situation. And, you know, if he wakes up Sunday and can't go, you can't go. I mean, you can imagine back for an offensive lineman. That's
right. I mean, dude, if you don't have power there, Johnny Mac, you're going to get run over by those defensive tackles.
Yeah. So that's kind of the issue we're dealing with Cam Jurgens. So in this case, sometimes questionable, you know, they're going to play. This one, I'd lean towards he's going to play now. So that part is shifted to a positive.
Okay.
But I'm certainly not convinced that there's no doubts and it's 100% he's going to, because it is, you know, if this is a regular season game, I'd tell you the exact opposite. I'd say he's not going to play.
Right.
But because it's the NFC Championship game, I think he's going to give it a go.
John, were from your sources or anybody you talked to today or any of the information you were able to gather, do you know what part of his back is tweaked? Was it a nerve? Is it a disc? Is there anything you were able to figure out about the back injury more specifically?
No, nothing concrete. Nobody's given that information.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I just wanted to see if you heard something.
Unless you're Mekhi Becton. Mekhi gave me his x-ray. I'm joking. I've never heard somebody give a more descriptive injury report on himself than Mekhi Becton. So I joke, but Cam's not giving up that information.
No, good stuff there. So Cam back to practice today. We will see. John just broke down well how he's doing or what it at least looks like for the next couple of days. John, when will the next update be on him? Will they be issuing an injury report tomorrow, or do they have anything on the agenda for tomorrow?
No, the final status report is today, which everyone has already seen. Cam's the only one that's questionable. Britton Covey has already been ruled out. He's in his 21-day practice window.
Gotcha.
Byron Young ruled out. He's in his, they're not even on the 53-man. So everybody on the 53-man beside Cam Jurgens is a full go, and Cam is questionable. You can issue an update. In other words, they could rule him out tomorrow, or they can upgrade him to probable or something like that. Occasionally, teams will do that on Saturday. If it becomes clear that somebody's not going to play, more often they downgrade him. But that part of it's possible. But this is the last status report of the week on Fridays.
So, John, we'll really learn more on that Sunday report as they prep for the game and when we're waiting for that inactive list.
Yeah, 90 minutes before the game, so 1:30-ish will be when the inactives come in. And tomorrow you'll see typically the Eagles are going to elevate two people from the practice squad. That might tell you something. If it's Cam Irving, it's probably not good news.
Right.
If it's Kari Blasingame, who they've been elevating, or somebody like that, Nick Morrow last week to help with the N'Kobe Dean injury. But sometimes you can get a little hint with when they do elevate people from the practice squad.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight, either whether you're live or listening to it after the fact. We appreciate you being here. Don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to the Jacob Sports channel. We have Eagles coverage all day long, every day. Okay, so tune in on the channel if you are new to the channel. We have a lot of new people coming in this week as the Eagles prep for an NFC title game. So we appreciate all of you guys for being here. John, you already gave somewhat of an update on Dallas Goedert. But he did speak convincingly, kind of looked at the reporter who asked him the question and said, oh, I'm playing. So Dallas Goedert will be out there. But what more updates can you give us on that? I believe it was the ankle injury that he was nursing.
Yeah, that was more of a situation of them trying to manage him through the week. We've seen that later in the season with A.J. Brown and that right. type of thing. So became pretty clear yesterday when Dallas was out there and observing and catching some footballs off to the side. They were trying to manage him through the week to get him through the game, and that's exactly how it had get him to the game, and that's exactly how it shook out. So he's going to play, and it's another one of those situations where, again, just because you play doesn't mean you're 100% healthy. So fans should understand that by this point, especially this late in the season. So
yeah, absolutely, John.
That's going to be an issue we're going to have to see with Jalen Hurts. How much is there? Quinyon Mitchell, Dallas Goedert players, and AJ still dealing with the knee injury as well. So a lot of guys are banged up this time of year.
John, let's get into Jalen Hurts a little bit real quick. I mean, you mentioned that he said today he was going to probably be wearing a brace in the game. Jalen was, you know, very short spoken in the answers about the knee, which I understand. We've all come to be used to that from the Eagles, this Eagles organization. They don't give you much when it comes to injuries. But I will say, I saw a tweet from John Clark from NBC. I don't know whether you can confirm or deny this, John, but John Clark tweeted out, I'm told by Eagles teammates that Jalen Hurts has looked very mobile these last two practices, and he threw the ball at yesterday's practice better than he has in weeks. I don't really know what that means. A practice report, I don't know. The only thing I'm taking out of it is that he was mobile. It kind of sounds like it came right from the Eagles organization, if I'm being honest with you. I don't want to say that about John Clark, but any mobility that you're seeing that John's reporting on from his teammates?
No, well, I saw, you know, it's funny because John caught Jalen taking a snap from practice on Thursday. And, you know, Chase Daniel chimed in and Dr. David Chow chimed in and said the exact opposite. He doesn't look mobile. So, you know, but players are talking him up. Yeah. So John's getting that from the players. He was in the locker room with me. Yeah. Players are talking him up, but that's the nature of the thing. I mean,
it just feels like it's like go out of my way to say he looked very mobile. He's one of the best dual threat quarterbacks the league has seen in maybe ever. No shit, he's looked mobile. I mean, I don't know.
Let's put it this way. Compared to what he usually is, Jalen's not mobile. The question is, how lesser is he going to be? Not is he going to be lesser, how much lesser in that mobility? He's got a hurt knee, whether it's a contusion, whether it's a sprained MCL, or whether it's a meniscus. He's not Superman. You hurt your knee. You're not quite as mobile when your knee isn't hurt. Common sense, people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, I'll say this about these two injuries. And I expect both of them to play between Cam Jurgens and Jalen Hurts. Obviously, Jalen Hurts is going to play. That's the two guys who touch the ball the most on offense are a little bit nicked up coming into the game. You have any concern with that or all good?
No, I mean, again, you know, it's ironic because we don't even talk about Saquon. Saquon's been banged up for a while. So it's not like you can't play through things and play successfully.
Right.
You know, that's the NFL. That's sort of what sets great players apart. So, you know, just from the standpoint of What was John's quote? He's looked more mobile?
Or he's looked very mobile these last two practices.
Very, very mobile. Well, varies, I guess, more better than more. Yeah, I mean, look, I can't say that. I know people want answers. You'll see on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Yeah, I mean, nobody can answer that question. Nobody can answer that question. How lesser is he going to be? If I could know that, boy, I'd be ahead of the game, man.
Right. John, you mentioned Quinyon Mitchell a little bit earlier in the report. Feeling good about him, all systems go, ready to rock on Sunday with his shoulder?
Same thing, all systems go. He's going to play, so all systems are go from that standpoint. Is he going to be 100%? Right. He's the one I'm least worried about. I will say that from the health standpoint. I don't know what went on last week. It was kind of strange because typically, you know, if you get ruled out as early as he did,
right,
it's something more significant, and it seems like it's not that significant. So maybe he just got, you know, sometimes you get hit on the button and, you know, that's it for the day, and it recovers pretty quickly. But he seems confident. He seemed confident. Again, after the game, he was in the locker room. He was already saying he was going to play the next week. So a bit of a strange situation that he was ruled out of the Rams game. But of the four major injuries we're talking about, I would say I'm the least concerned with Quinyon Mitchell.
Got it. Makes sense there. So there's the update on all Cam Jurgens, Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts, and Quinyon Mitchell. Good stuff there, Johnny Mack. John, anything else today from Eagle? I got a question for you before we wrap it up here. I'll let you get out of here, John. But just anything else that stuck out to you today down at the NovaCare Complex, whether it be a conversation, a report, or anything else that you can give us here on the show?
Well, we did, you know, Jalen Carter, a lot of talk about him. We got to talk to Jalen today. Jalen Hurts obviously had to do a second press conference, which is why it was probably so short because, you know, it's NFC Championship week, so the NFL mandates right. time. So that's probably why he wasn't that happy. Jordan Mailata, yeah, that'll be something I'll tell you off the air. I can't say it on the air, but some good stuff from him. Very loose team. I think they're, you know, in a good headspace. I think Washington's in trouble.
Ooh, Washington's in trouble. Johnny Mack saying Washington's in trouble. I love it, Johnny Mack. John, one other thing I want to hit you with, all right, and that's Darius Slay. Did you see what he told Ashlyn Sullivan from NBC about 85% chance he's going to play next year after conversations with his family, but he does not think that will be in Philadelphia. Just your thoughts on what Darius Slay put out there.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. I certainly think this is his last year in Philadelphia, so no, it doesn't surprise me. I did not hear Slay say that. If he wants to play, I know after the game when I talked to him, he was talking more about his family and being a dad, and it seemed like, all right, this is going to be it. But I think he's thinking that way because he knows it's going to be it in Philadelphia. And does he want to start over somewhere else?
Right.
You know, that's a difficult decision. But, you know, you almost say, if you win a Super Bowl, you know, do you want to walk off in the sunset as a Super Bowl champion? Maybe that affects his thought process, and maybe that's the 15%, you know, right. If they do win, you know, maybe he'll walk away. But unfortunately, he's had a very good season. He remains very, he certainly can still play. But, you know, the Eagles have Quinyon Mitchell. They have Kaylee Ringo. They have Cooper DeJean. We'll see what they do with Isaiah Rodgers because he's going to be a free agent as well. And Slay costs a lot of money at this stage. And, you know, just the nature of a cornerback his age, you know, already he's not what he once was. Six-time Pro Bowl corner, borderline Hall of Fame player. By the way, I think he goes over the borderline if they win the Super Bowl.
Yep, I agree.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It becomes a Hall of Famer. So a lot of things to think about, but yeah, I don't see the Eagles. Those are the difficult decisions you make, and I don't see the Eagles wanting to move forward with a, you know, his birthday's on New Year's Day, so he'll turn 35 January 1st of next year if the Eagles are making another run. And it's difficult. And the old adage in sports is it's better to give up on a player a year early than a year late.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's how it goes. Johnny Mac, good stuff, man. We appreciate you checking in here on the show. Yeah, I asked for a tidbit from practice, and you left us with Washington is in trouble, John. We've covered, what is this, our 20th game that we're covering
together.
Well,
that's more from talking to guys. Trust me, practice. We didn't see anything in practice. We saw a bunch of grown men stretching.
Yeah, I know. But still, I mean, listen, I don't hear you say often that the other team is in trouble, Johnny Mac. Whether you like it or not, I'm putting some stock in the John McMullen confidence.
Well, I mean, this is, I've talked about these three recent championship games. This is by far the worst team the Eagles have played in a championship game. And they beat the brakes off the other two in Lincoln Financial Field. It's a very difficult place to play. Again, I said it early today on Birds 365. I don't expect them to blow out Washington like they blew out Minnesota and they blew out San Francisco, because to have a route like that, it takes a bunch of things sort of to align. The stars have to align, and it's tough to do. And this group of Eagles play a little bit differently. They play more the old school format. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play defense, what Philadelphia's always wanted. But that limits you as far as, you know, just completely boat racing teams if you're trying to go up and down the field. So some of it is how they play, some of it. But talent-wise, look, I love Washington. It's a great story. I've said it many times. Turnaround, 4 wins to 14 wins. Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters. But if you look at the rosters from 1 to 53, it's not close. It's just not.
John, your score prediction this morning was 27-22. You're not willing to alter that score prediction for us, are you?
No. I mean, they beat.
I didn't know if you were maybe going to go 31-22 or 34-22, Johnny Mac.
They beat the Rams 28-22, so very close. But, you know, the Rams, same thing. But they let the Rams stay in the game. I think they'll let Washington stay in the game. Or it might be even more so, you know, 27-14, and then they score late and they get a 2-point conversion.
There you go. Johnny Mac, great stuff, man. On behalf of all the viewers, again, I want to thank you for another long day prepping for the NFC title game. Your work is appreciated. Your reports are appreciated. Well done, sir. And we will talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Great stuff there from John McMullen joining us here on a Football 24/7 edition of the show. Boy, you don't hear. Listen, one of the reasons I love John McMullen is because I hate bullshit. All right. I'm not one of those fans who wants to hear BS all the time. Oh, your team's amazing. You're the greatest team in the world. Greatest quarterback in the world. I don't like that. That's not my style. And John always gives it straight. He's always at it. I've been working with him for 5 years now. He's always giving it to him straight. You don't hear that often from John. Okay. What he said on this show tonight. You do not hear that often from John McMullen. What you heard tonight, that Washington is in trouble. That was the word he used. Washington is in trouble, everybody. Put some stock in it, because John McMullen is right a lot on this team, and he's pragmatic. He is unbiased 100%, does not care whether the Eagles win or lose, and he's confident in this football team. And I think that's a great sign coming in. The one thing I will say is, you know, that report about Jalen Hurts that John Clark put out, that the players are saying he looks extra mobile or very mobile this week. I mean, that's just a stupid. That sounds like it came right from the Eagles PR staff. Jalen's obviously nursing a knee injury, or he's obviously dealing with it. He said he's going to play with a brace on it, so it's still something to watch for going into this game. I wouldn't buy into some of the hype and the hoopla that they're going to sell you. Jalen, you know, we'll see how he looks out there. And I would expect Cam Jurgens to play. It does seem like Cam Jurgens is going to play. So that's a positive development today. 42 slug checks in. Washington is not in trouble. Hey, brother. That's no Eagle fan saying that, all right? That's an Eagle reporter that's been pretty damn right, all right, the whole season long about this team. A couple things he was wrong on, but most of the time Johnny Mac is right. Right on the bench said it's a soft brace. It's not a big deal. Metal brace shows instability. Right in the bank. He's still dealing with an injury. I mean, soft brace or not, is he going to have the same running ability? Again, you're trying to talk it up in your head. A brace is not as good as no brace. He's wearing a brace. He's dealing with a knee injury. What will that change for their approach to the game plan? That's still a very real conversation. But where you're right is, yeah, it's obviously not a metal brace. So, you know, instability and structural stuff is probably all in good shape, which is good stuff there. All right, everybody, great show tonight. We're only being live for 24 minutes. I'll take a few more comments if you guys want to give them to me in the chat. We had great shows today. Big Sills wasn't on for the full 4 hours, but his internet, he's struggling with his internet, man, out there. And, you know, he calls me. He's not a happy guy. Okay. He's fired up. All right. He calls like, F this, F that. I mean, so we apologize for that missed content today. And we appreciate all of you guys for being here as always. I'll take a few comments here. Talking from PT student perspective. There you go. The soft brace provides not much stability in general. Yeah. What is it? It's basically just a compress it to some extent. I ride on the bench. That's probably how I would take it. I'm just curious if he feels like there might be like a re-injury factor where he's not, you know, you have a contusion, you're going to run on it. You know, you have PCL damage or something like that. You know, I don't know, riding the bench. That would be something where I think maybe Jalen could favor that more so than usual. Tony checks in. What's up, Tony? Hopefully Big Sills internet. Yeah, Tony, that's my next fear, man, for the pregame and the postgame show. Don't get me wrong. I've already started thinking ahead to try and figure out what to do there. Flexen says, appreciate for the extra content. Flex, love you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Marciano, my X factor for the game. Well, Marciano, the easy pick is Saquon Barkley, right? But I'll give you a better X factor in this game. Here's an X factor. A.J. Brown. He's got 3 catches for 24 yards in 2 playoff games. That can't be. We're not going into the Super Bowl with A.J. Brown having less than 100 yards in 3 games. I would expect him to log at least 75 yards in this game, and I think it's going to be an uptick in targets because if Jalen Hurts is less willing to run like we talked about, who are you going to? I'm going to A.J. Brown. Now, people, I meant to ask John. So one thing I forgot to ask John, that, damn, working all day, I forgot. My bad. I meant to ask him the update on A.J. Brown and how he felt like he was progressing this week. I apologize for that. But he's my X factor this game because Marciano, I think he's too good to not have as an impact in 3 straight playoff games. I just think he's too good, Marciano. So I'm going to go with A.J. Brown as an X factor in this game. And then if you want to go over to the defensive side of the ball, again, I'll give you an obvious one and a sleeper one. The obvious, Jalen Carter. Wrecked the divisional round game, threw Matthew Stafford off his spot in the last 2 throws of the game, effectively ending that football game. Okay, so there's your easy one. Your under-the-radar one, give me Reed Blankenship. Picked off Jaden Daniels earlier in the year. He's a sleeper player at safety. If they're trying to force the ball down the field, could Reed Blankenship be an X factor in this game? I think he could be one there. Appreciate that comment, Marciano. Good stuff there, brother. I'll get to a couple more comments, and then I'll get out of here. I'll get the heck out of here. But I appreciate everybody checking in. Don't forget to hit that like button. Chris Albright checks in. Is it the same brace he was using last year? Chris, no way to know yet, and I don't think John would have known even if I asked him that. You know, they are covering it up. Basically, what happened today, Chris, was they asked Jalen in a press conference, not obviously on the field, in a press conference, how he was progressing. He says it's progressing. And then he kind of admitted and said, I'll probably be wearing a brace for the game. That's what he said. So I don't think you would get an update fully on that with that, if it was that same brace, but I would imagine it will be something like it. Leon Banks. What's up, Leon? Good to see you, my man. He says, will Carter and Smith get a sack? Also, do I take the over on Daniels' interceptions at 0.5? What are some of the props you like, Xander? Okay, Leon, take it from me. I'll give you some. Leon, I'm not a betting man, all right? So my money is not where my mouth is on this. But just analyzing the game, talking to John Cilio all week, watching some game tape, looking at the playoff games, I would not take the over on Daniels' interceptions, okay? He's got 2 playoff games under his belt. He's got 4 touchdowns and no picks, no turnovers yet these playoffs. So I'm not going to go and bet that he has a turnover. I know our defense is better, but all 4 of the remaining quarterbacks left haven't turned the ball over in the playoffs. So I think it's going to be a big factor, and I think they're going to emphasize the no turnovers. Now, I could be wrong on that. If Washington gets down in the game and they have to start pushing the ball down the field, you know, maybe Jaden throws the ball into double coverage or something, or Reed Blankenship, as I just mentioned, and can grab a pick. But Leon says, well, Carter and Smith get a sack. The one reason I don't like sacks in this game, Leon, is Jaden is very elusive. Okay. Jaden Daniels, the quarterback for Washington, very elusive, escapes really easily, almost glides on the field, almost making it very hard to tackle him. So, will I think there'll be pressure? Yes. Will I think there will be a sack in the game? I'd say yes. But I wouldn't want to take a prop bet on it. Now, me, Leon, I'm not a betting man. I don't like to bet my money, man. I work too hard for my money. So I don't like to bet it, because if I lose it, I get too pissed off. So, take it for what it's worth. If you want me to give you a prop I would take in the game, I would take the over on the Saquon yards. I would take the over on the Jaden Daniels rushing yards. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't know what the A.J. Brown line is set at. I'd take the over on the A.J. Brown yards as well. Okay, I like him to get going in this game. 42 Slug says, now I know J-Mac's not a fan, but I wouldn't count them out. They're playing hot right now in the playoffs. Yeah, 42, no doubt. Look, we've been talking about it all week. But John feels good about it, so that's where we're at, and that's where you know. Look, I'm just telling you what John told me, and you know, I value John's word. So, Charles Menefee checks in. 33% of Daniel's interceptions were to the Eagles. Vic will fool him. Yeah, how many of it? What percentage of his touchdowns were on the Eagles, Charles? 5 touchdown passes. How many total touchdown passes did Jaden Daniels have this year? 20? 25? There you go. CRN gives you one. He says, Grant Calcaterra over on the receiving yards. Interesting. I probably wouldn't go that route, but I see where you're going with Dallas Goedert being banged up. All right. I see where you're going with Dallas Goedert being banged up. All right. No guarantee. Rachie Boy. What's up, man? Appreciate you being here. He says, no guaranteed Cam Jurgens news them, right? Nothing guaranteed yet, my friend. He was back out at practice today. John did say he left the practice early to go and get some, you know, rehab on it and get some extra work done on the back to loosen that up. He said he was stretching a little bit extra today, trying to really make sure that back was loose, but he feels better about him playing, Rachie Boy. He said the one thing to watch for is if you have a bad back and you're an offensive lineman specifically, you know, is that power lacking early in the game? Could he sustain, you know, you're not going to be able to replicate or simulate that game tempo with two guys like, you know, Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen coming at you. So how will he hold up physically? I think he'll be all right. I would expect him to play, but you're right. No guaranteed news, like the word you use there. Wayne the Payne checks in. This playoff game should get personal to all the players. High intensity necessary. I agree, Wayne the Payne, 100%. That's old school football talk right there. Devin Shanahan. What's up, Devin? Appreciate you, brother. Biggest thing I hate is there's a built-in excuse with Jalen's leg if we lose. No, there's not, Devin. Anybody who says that is a soft person. There's no built-in excuse. I don't give a shit who is playing. I don't care if Tanner McKee was playing, okay? There's no excuse. It's the NFC title game. You go out there, you leave everything on the field, you fight the battle to the best of your abilities, and you live with the result. If the Eagles do that in this game, they're the better team, and they're going to win the football game. I'm not giving any excuses for shit, Devin. I don't care if Jalen gets knocked out in the first play of the game. We should win this football game. That's how I feel coming into the game. Trey Lucado says, Xander, do we know who's injured on the Commanders yet? Yes or no? They did put out, they've had some people nursing injuries, Trey. They had Deron Payne, you know, kind of a similar situation, Trey, that they're doing there with, you know, guys sit out, but they're going to play the game type of thing. And I think I'll see what they put out today. So this is what they put out today on the injury report here. I'll give you it. So DNP today, Sam Cosmi obviously out for the game, the right guard. We talked about him all week long. Jalen Carter is going to be eaten because of that. He's out. Questionable is Jean Baptiste, which is their defensive end. He's our secondary guy, so I wouldn't worry about him. And then the other DNP today who's questionable for them is Deron Payne. Now, that's a big one. Now, I believe he will play. I believe you kind of have a Cam Jurgens situation here with him where he's going to play. And the other thing is it's his knee and finger. So knee could be something. Finger, you know, you don't worry about that too much. Grip the hand and go. I think he'll be out there, but that's it. Everybody else is good on there, man. Marshawn Lattimore is good. They rested him today. John Bates was limited today. Cleveland Farrell limited. But there's no game update, so that means they're going to play. Frankie Louvu was limited today. Bobby Wagner was limited today. And then Ben Sinnott, their backup tight end, was limited today. So I think they're all good overall. They're, you know, you could probably make the case they're a little bit healthier than we are at this point. You could probably make that case. Now, they're missing some key players still, too, but that's the update on the Commander's injury. Appreciate that question. I think it was you, Leon. Thank you, sir. Cesar Campos, what's up, my friend? Appreciate you. Big Z, any chance we can use Kenny so as to give Washington something to think about? Yeah, I don't think so, Cesar. I wouldn't expect that. Yeah, it's not week 8, Cesar. This isn't a throwaway game up in Rochester, like the great Herb Brooks would say, okay? This is the NFC title game, man. This is put up or shut up. This is for all the marbles to go and represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I don't think they're using Kenny Pickett unless they absolutely have to. Brandon Howard, they won't be good when we hit him in the mouth out of the gate. Look, Brandon, I think the start of the game is going to be a big key here, man. Start at the first quarter and the third quarter, I think, are always going to be in my opinion, are the biggest in this game, because whoever gets the ball first, then whoever gets the ball after halftime, I think if they're able to score on those drives, it could change the impact of the game. But the Eagles have been a great fourth quarter team, so we'll see. Buddy, what's up, man? I appreciate you. I was looking for your email earlier, buddy. Let me know. Buddy says, I work with Rothman Orthopedics. Head doctor works with Hurts. Said he avoided injury. Said he'll be mobile as usual, but at risk for further injury. Okay. Interesting there. Very interesting comment, because, you know, risk for further injury, how much do you kind of factor that in? Again, buddy, with all due respect to you, I can't fact check that. That's correct what you're saying. I'll take you at your word for it, but can't fact check that to be correct. But interesting tidbit there. All right, everybody, I appreciate you all checking in today on the Football 24/7. We had two great Football 24/7s on practice reports this week, Thursday and Friday. Great viewership, as always, so I appreciate all of you guys. Let me make sure I got all of our – oh, Paul Barbarian. Sorry, man, I missed the super chat. Before I get out of here, I'll read this. Paul says, Jalen just needs to show that he needs to be accounted for as a plus one and push the safeties up out of the box. It's a great take, Paul. If he can show that, it opens up that defense, right? So great take there by Paul. And, you know, if Buddy's right, he'll be able to show that at least. So that should be good there. Appreciate everybody checking in as always. All right, Theo, one of my haters today. Theo, I love you, brother. I appreciate you for being here. Flexing and stepping, my guy. Appreciate you, Flex. Buddy, good stuff, man. Mad Bird, what's up? Devin, good stuff as always. Leon Banks, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you being in here. Brandon Howard, good to see you. Dirty Air, what's up, brother? Dank Bird Gang, everybody in here, we appreciate that. Tony, good stuff. All you guys, anybody I missed, I apologize for missing you, but I appreciate you for being here. Hit that like button. Drop a comment on this video after it's done down below. Give the people something to talk about. All right, get the conversation going in the chat and in the comment section after the video. Appreciate it. See you guys.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.